Leading our news, Australia's cricket team has collapsed in spectacular fashion, bowled out by England for just 60 runs in the fourth Ashes test. Stuart Broad took 8 for 15 as Australia registered the shortest first innings in test history. England is 214 runs ahead with 6 wickets in hand at stumps on the first day.
It's hard right now. I guess a mixture of both. Obviously, I'm really disappointed with how the day's turned out. But then again, you've got to look at it. It's only one day down. I know our backs are against the wall. We've got some work to do tomorrow.
It's going to have a tough night's sleep. Malaysia says a plane window and other debris have been found on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean. This comes as relatives of those on board MH370 vent their anger over mixed messages about whether part of the plane's wing has in fact been found. Malaysia says experts in France had conclusively confirmed the debris was from the aircraft, but French investigators say that more tests need to be carried out. A man has been killed in a head-on crash in Melbourne's west overnight. Police say the driver in his 50s was heading the wrong way down the Princes Freeway when he ploughed into an oncoming car. The second driver was seriously injured. The outbound lane of the freeway was closed overnight, but it's just been reopened. Governor-General Sir Peter Cosgrove has led centenary commemorations on the Gallipoli Peninsula to remember the sacrifice of Anzac soldiers. An estimated 2,000 Australians were killed, along with 7,000 Turks, during 4 days of fighting at Lone Pine 100 years ago. Thousands of Australians took part in the ceremony entitled Bringing the Spirits Home.